The Traveler's Journal, February 7th. Seeing Dalkey through Maeve Binchy's eyes. Situated on the Irish coast 8 miles south of Dublin, Dalkey is a picturesque village of winding roads and irregularly shaped houses. A settlement by 1500 BC, in the Middle Ages, Dalkey's deep water harbor made it a primary port for all of Ireland. After the River Liffey was dredged to Dublin, Dalkey reverted to a quiet fishing village, until 1840, when the arrival of the railroad made it a fashionable place to live. Castle Street, the main thoroughfare, is a time capsule of Dalkey's medieval past, with the restored ruins of two 16th-century castles. Impressive Victorian villas and Georgian houses still line the waterfront. The sea crashes around cliffs into tiny pocket harbors. For Maeve Binchy, author of a dozen best-selling books, Dalkey has always been home. She recalls the pleasures and frustrations of growing up in a village with no cinemas, record stores, or soda fountains. Though Binchy grew up longing to escape, eventually she came to cherish Dalkey's charms. To be sure, the town has changed. In Ireland's economic boom, it's become quite a cosmopolitan place. Dozens of restaurants, antique shops, and art galleries have opened, and playwrights, actors, musicians, and race car drivers now call it home. Yet for Binchy, Dalkey also retains its sense of history and community, which, for her, make it the equal of any place on earth, and superior to most. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.